halting on the bottom line of Nun Aban Aleph, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Darish, the Lashon of the Ksuba, that Chazal made Tekanas, and we're going to tie the two Tekanas together. So the Chachamim made a Tekana of the Yerushas Abanim, in the case of Ksuba's been in Dichrin, that the if the man dies and he has children from multiple wives, and one of his wives has predeceased him, so those children of that woman, the same way that the children, the woman who is alive, will collect her ksuba, which means her nixus from Barzal, and the ksuba. That'll go to the wife, and then when she dies, her children will be yerusher. So the woman who predeceased the man, her sons will get a right to collect her ksuba prior to making the division of the Yerusha. That's called ksuba's ben dichrin. Just like that only kicks in after the person dies. So mezonos of the girls also only kicks in after the person dies, after the man dies. So that was what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, that the two tzkanas of go together. And says Zeh midrash darshish ben Elazar the chachamim. So this was the point that he said. Okay, so a few more. Yosef Rav Yosef Kameid Rav Hamnuna V'Yosef Rav Hamnuna B'Kamar. So Rav Yosef was there in the Talmud in front of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna was saying the following: Kishem Shana Bottom Yorshim Elamina Karka Kachin Benos Min Zenus Elamina Karka. Say that the Yerusha of the children only goes to Karka. So the sons, so the daughters also, their rights to collect is they have a right to take a lien on the Karka of the father, and if necessary spend that to collect, to sell that to get the money to pay for mezonos, but not a metaltalin. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? There's only the Yerusha by Karka. So obviously Kuliyamas, everybody in the Beit Midrash got all upset because the Shavak Arahu the Yarsi Lebane, a person who leaves over Karka, that's the one that his children are Yerushim. The Shavak Arahu the Yarsi Lebane, a person does not leave over Karka when he passed away. His children are not Yerushim. So Amalei Rabbi Yosef said to Rehamnuno, "Mizim Ksuvas Binin Dichrin Kamar Mar." What you're referring to was this the kind of Chachamim of Ksuvas Binin Dichrin. This is Amalei. So Rehamnuno said back, "Mar the Gavarabahu, you, who you're a big person, Yoda my Kamino, you chapped what I meant. You understood what I meant. Whereas everybody else got all confused. It's obviously that he meant Ksuvas Binin Dichrin." Okay, so we'll see later on. Like Ksuvas Bin Nichrin gives the sons the right to collect the ksuba of their mother, but only from Karka. So if the father would not leave over any Karka, they would not get any right to skim off the top the ksuba, and then before they make the division of the Yerusha. So the same thing over here also.
So this
is the Barzal means that the chayiv is in the sister in Barzal, right? But the collection is from Karka. So if the man will not leave over any Karka, they only will leave over metaltalin. So if the item is still intact, I'm not sure what the law is. The original item is still intact, but he has a chayiv moment, which is there above and beyond whether the item is intact or not. So that chayiv moment is collected from Karka. Okay. So let's see Rashi. top of the page. Abba Shalai Kul Alma. I didn't hear you say
that. Whether what's intact or not?
The ksuba over here referring to is the ksuba. So ksuba, the ikar tekana ksuba applies to both women equally. Then there's tosefes, and there's also certain barzal. There's certain barzal is whatever she brings into the marriage, which makes they make a shuma at the time, and he's mechayev to pay that amount. So whether the item is still intact or not doesn't make a difference. He owes that amount of money. So even though the item is no longer here, he owes her that amount of money. That would be collected from Karka. Obviously, Kuliyam was a grashi. But who up here is the bottom Yerushim, the Kamar, when he said the sons get Yerusha, he wasn't referring to the din of Yerusha. He's referring to he meant Ksuvas bin Dikrin. He's referring to the din of Ksuvas bin Dikrin. Surim, the people in Basi Anders thought, Shishtam Yerusha Kamar, he just means Yerusha in general. There's no Yerusha Metaltalin. So the Morris said that. Everybody got all upset. That's not true. So Rabbi Yosef said, maybe what he meant to say was Ksuvas bin Dikrin. But connects it with these two halachas which the Chachamim instituted in tonight as part of the requirement, the arrangements of the Ksuva, we learn one from the other. So our Mishnah learns that it only applies after death. You learn from Ksuvas bin Dikrin to the din of bonus, mezonos habonus. Now we go the other way around. Ksuvas bin Dikrin, Tanam Perek Mishnah Hayim Nasi, the Nigrits Minim Metaltin. I'm sorry, we're going to learn another point from there to Mezonos. The Nigrits Minim Metaltin, Tanam. Shimon Armor, Filiashim the Chosim Shalem Akrayas, even if the father left over movable property, and the Akrayas means it's not reliable, it's not like real estate is something which you cannot destroy or get rid of or hide. So it's called has Akrayas. Movable property, the person can hide, destroy, etc. So even though even if there are Chosim Shalem Akrayas, which means movable property, and klum at sheisham nechasim sheisham akrayus. There has to be enough property, which real estate, moisture al shtei haksubas dinner, and it has to. Chum did not institute haksubas bin Dikrin to undermine the din of Yerusha deraisa. So, if after paying the ksuba for the surviving wife, and after paying the ksuba for Ksuvas bin Dikrin, you have nothing left to divide for Yerusha, Chama did not institute Ksuvas bin Dikrin. So there has to be at least a Moshe dinner. There has to be left over at least after those two things are divided, a dinner of money to have Yerusha on. Hasim Farish, the Ksuvas bin Dikrin, or the hichusa of the halacha of Ksuvas bin Dikrin, that now Mishal Yinosi Shtei Noshim, the person who was married to two women, Umeisu, and they died. Vachakach Meisu, and then he died. We said Shal Kolachas, the children of both women, Mavakshin Ksuvas Iman, they want to collect the mother's Ksuva, Kagan Shal Ksuvas Soachas Meruba. Why would they want to do that? One set of children wanted because their mother's ksuba was greater. Otherwise, so therefore they want to get that outside of the regular dinim of Yerusha. Oyim shteim shavus, or even if both ksubas are equal, pamim shebnei ha'achas rabim bnei ha'achas muatim. So this woman had two sons, and this woman had five sons. So the two sons would like to get the mother's ksuba, which is equal to the other mother's ksuba, but they will divide between the two of them as opposed to between the five, if they do all seven dividing everything equally. The sons of the one woman, which are a smaller group, are requesting to divide, to receive ksubas imon, their mother's ksuba, the chalkua b'neim, that they should divide amongst the smaller group. And then the sons of the other wife will divide their mother's ksuba between them, which is a larger group. So where are they coming from? And both groups are coming based on this Tanai with Chomim Institute and Ksuba. And the Mor says, even if you don't write it, it's if you wrote it, it doesn't make a difference whether you wrote it or not. It says, "Ksuvas bini dikrin di heaven l'chim inoy ino yarsin kesef kubasech yesol chukein di malchein." So the male children that we have together will get the kesef of the ksuva above their portion with any other brothers. So miyesh zot the mishes miyesh al moshe dinner al shtei ksuvas. If after dividing these two ksubas, there's a dinner left over, which will then, you'll fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of the division of nachla, or the halacha of the deraisa of the division of nachla, then if there's leftover, then they first can get each one get the ksuba, and then they the Yerusha on the dinner. If there's not that amount left over, the whole thing is bottled, and they just divide it equally. The minyan go galosim based on the amount of sons. That's the mission over there. But in that mission, it says the chasim sheyesh makrayis. So it's only then Yerusha on the chasim which have a krayis. I don't remember why the numbers of dinner. I think actually the more is even less than a dinner, but I don't remember for sure. So Rav Hamluna said about Rav Yosef, "Rav the Gam Rabba who yada shein lomid mazin bonus from Yerusha's bonim." The Mishnah is talking about learning out the din of mazin bonus from the din of Yerusha. It meant elam Yerusha's ksim is being dikrin. So both are from Tanai Ksuva. Therefore, it makes sense to learn out one from the other. Okay. Omer of Chia Bar Yosef. So Chibur Yosef said that Rav, the Mar Rav, Zon would give the girls Mizernus Mechite Delia. Okay, so he would give them from the Chitim. Now the Mar is not sure what the word of Delia means. So the girls are coming from the Yerusha of the father, you know, after the father dies. And they want mizernis, and there's no karka, there's just metatlin. There's actual chitim which the father owns. Oh well, we'll see what it means in a second. And he gave it to them, which means he gave them parnosa, their support, from metatlin. Now, like we just said, mizernis bonus and only mizernis from karka. Okay, he boiled the hus. The more he wants to understand, what was he saying? When he said Zon Mechita Dalia, was referring to Mizarnis, actual Mizarnis, or was referring to Parnasa, which is the other needs besides Mizarnis? Okay. Parnasa, what's the scenario that they're actually coming for Parnasa, other than the elements of support? And what is it? I believe it's referring to the ability to get married. Umay Aliyah, when he says Chiti Daliyah, So Daliyah doesn't mean the items in the attic. But rather means Iluye Da'av, from the best items of the father, evaluate, which means we're going to evaluate the items of the father, Kedishmol Damashmol, and Parnasa Shaman Ba'av. That when for the needs of marrying off the daughters, we say that that's part of the commitment of the father, that he's mukuyim from his property to leave over money necessary to permit the marriage of the daughters. And we evaluate, as Shmuel says, based on what we assume the father would have done. So the daughters have a right to be married off based on the type of approach the father would have taken. Was he a miserly person, or was he a more generous person? So he's a miserly person, we assume that he would have given for the dunya for the daughters the minimal amount. If he's a more generous person, he would have given more. So we evaluate that. And once that's true, that it's a din of shuma, so the din of shuma is based on all the property of the father. And that's what Rav meant. Or that's what Rav Chiya bar Yosef was saying that Rav did. Adilma Mazarni Mamish, it's referring to actual Mazarnis, Hava. So then we have a problem because it's not cut from a Taltalin. So how can you say that he took it from a Taltalin? So it must be something else. It means not my Aliyah, it doesn't mean the Aliyah, the Chitim, which are in the attic. But rather, it means we divorced Tovim Shenebru Baliya, that he gave them the Mazarnis based on the decision which took place in the attic. What was that? Don't read it by Yosef. That he said, Baliya Hiskinu. When they were in the Aliyah, they made a zakana. Shubonos mizonis minim atatulit. Similar meikar adin, mizonis is only on the karka. But they recognized that there was a problem that sometimes it wasn't enough. They made a new zakana above and beyond the regular dinim of the ksuba. The bonus are mizonis from atatulit. And that's what we're referring to over here. And that took place in a meeting which they had. And the more first is Beldia. Okay. So that was the more Shiloh. What was the Chibra Yosef being made that Rav did? Toshma. Biyode the Rabbi Benoi, Achul the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, have a metatel the Yasmi. So Rabbi Benoi, the brother of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he was. Sorry, see what?
Was who being made? Who did?
Chiya bar Yosef is being made about Rav. So he had property which was metaltlin of Yisraelim. Also, the command to Shmuel. So he came to Shmuel to get the directive of how he should deal with this property. So Shmuel told Rabbi Benoi to go and use it from his owners for the daughters. So it was metaltalin from his owners. So we have now Shmuel accepting this statement of Ritzim and Yosef that there was a bonus when his owners from metaltalin. So probably the story with Rab was the same thing as well. Mila doesn't mean the Mazoni. And then Chinur Bitzibar Yosef, Sirlai, we see that Shmuel held like Bitzibar Yosef that Bonus do get support, Mizarnas from a Tautalan. versus lo. No, hasam, the parnasa avoid there was referring to taking care of the other needs, the needs of getting the merit off. Mishmul tamed, the mishmul, the parnasa shamim da'av. Okay. Fine. So the more have of the ben hardot.
I'm sorry. What was the distinction?
The more is saying that no, that could be when it says zayin meant give support. It's referring to like the more said before with Shmuel that for the other needs of the daughter, i.e., to get married, the shuma does go the estimation of what the father would have done includes the metaltalin. So metaltalin are used for that purpose. So then you have no raya that Shmuel is accepting Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef's statements. So that's something that Shmuel himself said. So it could be the story, which is that Shmuel said, "Hava ubda ben hador." So the Mora says there was a story which took place in the hador. Vidon Dayana din hador, and they made this decision to give Mazonis from a Taltalin. Versus Bipum Fadisa. And Rav Chanan Rav Izna allowed the daughters to collect from Mizonis from a Taltalin. Amal of Rav Nachman said, Zeal Ahadru, no, you have to give it back. Go give it back. You have no right to it. And if not, I'm going to take away your palace from you, your house. The decision was incorrect. We don't pass on like that. And I will make sure that this is corrected. Rabbi Ami Rabasi suffered the mizan mimetaltali. So they also were planning to give mizanis from mimetaltali. Amalu Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi said to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, Milsa, a type of an issue. The Rabbi Yaakov Reish Lakash Le'Avda Be'Uvda, Rabbi Yaakov Reish Lakash were not willing to give, to do that. They did not accept this, and they were not willing to give mezonos from a taltalin. Atun of the way over, you're ready to go and make such a decision, do such an action. So that's he was saying, how can you do that? Rabbi Elazar some of the mezonos from a taltalin. Rabbi Elazar was planning to give mezonos from a taltalin. I'm the founder. Amr Lafan of Rabbi Shimon ben Oyakim. So one of the Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon ben Oyakim, said to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, Yedeani b'chor shein minas adin ato oisa alamidas rachmanis. I understand you're not doing this meikar adin, but rather it's a situation you felt was necessary to have mercy. But people will take what you're doing as not as a exceptional case, but as a general halacha. So you can't do it because the repercussions of this being that the daughters always have these rights. That's not true. Okay. The more it says, Ahudos the Kamed Rabbi Yosef. that this situation came up to Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said to them, go give the daughter the mezuzahs from the dates which are on the mats, which means that they put mats down under the trees. They would knock off the dates, the date cluster from the tree. It will land onto the budya, onto the mats. So it's already detached. It's not karka anymore. It's metaltulin. And they have to give support from that as well. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "Ilu b'chay v'hava ki agavna mi hava yoyev lamar." If the person who comes to collect wasn't the daughters from his owners, but it was a case of balchayv, the law is that a balchayv does not collect from the taltalin of the assignment, only from the karka. So a balchayv only has the rights to the metaltalin of the assignment. So mezuzahs of the daughters is not better than that. So the karka from the assignment, sorry, thank you. Only right to the karka, thank you to me. You would not have given from the metaltan, you'd only give from the karka. So the happened to be that the daughters are the sisters of the assignment, but you cannot collect from the metaltan of the assignment. So Amrle, so Rabbi Yosef said, no, you got the story wrong. The chazal the budja kamina. What I meant to say that even from the, as long as they're attached to the trees, they're considered karka. Even if they're ready to be cut off and to land on to the mats, and you could have argued that once they get to that point, they're no longer considered karka because they're basically ready to be picked, the ripe fruit, and not considered karka anymore. So no, even so, as long as they're still attached, you can collect from that. So what says about that? That's an interesting question. Safe, Kolomim leads us to Gazer's dummy. So once it's ready to be cut off, it's just like it's cut off already, so it's not karka. More answers, the tree chaladikla kamina. It still needed the tree to some extent. So that's still considered a karka, but I would agree with you if it reached the stage where it was not growing at all in the tree anymore, had no benefit at all from the tree, it's just ready to be plucked off the tree. At that point in time, it's not considered a karka anymore, and they would not be able to collect from that. Sirashi, Rav Zalman Chidid Aliyev. A little more than halfway down the page. There were girls who the father died. They're requesting to be given mezuzahs from the produce of the father, from his chitim. There was no karka, there was only metaltalin. And the Rav gave them the mezuzahs from that. The Gemara says, what does he mean? Parnos avoy. Lo mezuzahs hoyu. They weren't requesting mezuzahs. Al parnosas nedunya linose. They were asking for the needs they have to get a nedunya to be allow them to get married. Vahi gavim metaltan. That is collected from metaltan. Where how do we know? Shmuel damer shmuel. Damer the parnosas shaman ba'av. Comes to parnosa, which means giving the girl her needs to get married. So we evaluate the father. The fi vatranusoi shall av or levi kamsanusoi, whether he was a more open-handed person or he was a miser. If he'd be alive, this is what he would give. So we give based on that. We came into Omer Daitoim Shaminan. Since we're evaluating what we think the father would have done, So then Shemina Mikakarma Metatal and Shavin Mikach. So Mikarka and Metatali are equal in the Shuma. That's all Rav did. Or means and it means miluidav the fi oimed ilui dait das vatrinusa. Based on what we estimate, what type of a high-minded person he would be. So then, what's he doing over here? How can he collect from metaltal? And even though the tax suva is like suva, ve'ein nikvus mi metaltali. The chalasmata, the story, a karkoyisi. When the person writes a star, it's because they rely on the real estate. Fisham has been because it stays intact. It can't be in any way undermined. So Tanai Ksuva have a lacha makarka. So Rav Sobar lachet Tkanas Aliyah v'hain the government mechitah Aliyah. So Rav accepted the Tkanas. They made an Aliyah that you could collect from a Tatlan. So the words that there came a story. So Rav Chiya, in front of Shmuel with Rabbi Benoi, and Zil Shmuel told Rabbi Benoi, Zil Zonas Abonis. The Morris says of a story, Rabbi Ubdin Vidon Dining, Lazamin Matatalin, the game is Zonas Matatalin. Maybe the story wrong. Just the story was that the Yonah in the Hadoah passed the situation for a case in Pupadisa. Rav Nachman said that was incorrect. Okay. And the Mora brings the story with Rabbi Yosef. He said, "I feel there's on the diner that doesn't even metalton. Tell me that budya shame metalton. Is it already on the budya?" So the real metalton. What's budya? Maxilos is mats. Shadosim tachos is the column where they put under the palm trees. Tomorrow when they would cut off the date clusters, so they put mats down to catch them. So why said the balchayv have a? Come I feel the balchayv. Sheva karcholitum and mishabodim. The balchayv can collect from property which has already been sold. Even the balchayv and a government metalton shall you say cannot collect from metalton. Mizu tegvah the mazan abanas shahura karchol eitzel mishabodim. That Muslim donors will see that once the property has been sold, the donors don't have a right to it. Sold b'chayy of the father. So they should collect from metalton. She said the chazal budya krevus ligdor v'dayim mechuboris. They're close to being ready to be cut off, but they're still attached. Okay, let's hold it here.